For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless you. God bless your Monday morning. Hope you're doing great out there. At the time of this airing, we will have gotten through the Share-a-thon, which I'm excited at the time of this airing. I am approaching the Share-a-thon. I get to spend all day Monday with our audience, and I love that. I count it such a great privilege to be on the air live, taking your calls, your prayer requests, your praise reports, and just getting to know you more. But at the time of this airing, it will be after that, and I trust it's going to be a phenomenal Share-a-thon. And we're going to raise the money we need to continue going with Life Songs Radio. And it's a great opportunity. But also a couple of announcements, and then we're going to go into, we finished off James 4. And there's another chapter in James 5. And I'm going to pick that up all this week on prayer. And just maybe some highlights in there that you may not have thought of, as I haven't thought of until I went back through this. And some things became very insightful. But real quickly, brothers and sisters, know that October 25th, we will be meeting at Ormond Plantation from 9 to 5 for what we call our ADM, Anna Donahue Ministries, Fall Daytime Retreat. And people are already registering. We get women from throughout Southeast Louisiana. They come in from Houma, West Bank, Baton Rouge, Lafayette. You come, you join us. And you go to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. You'll see I'm calling it, it's time for a timeout. And I've got a great looking photo on there of a referee giving a timeout sign. It's time for a timeout. Let's get together. Review what's been happening in 2012. Refresh, reinvigorate, revive, right? According to the Word of God. I got my band coming from Baton Rouge, Renee and Chuck Cuvier. We just are going to have a great time. We want you to join us. It'll be $40. And that'll include, man, you're going to get everything from snacks to fabulous lunch to note packets to I do a teaching. My girls who are coming, they will also do a teaching. It's going to be a time. So you go and register. Go to the website for the Fall Daytime Retreat. So we're going to pick it up in James chapter 5. You'll see in the beginning parts of chapter 5. Again, James, kind of reminiscing Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, is really upset at his people again, saying, Quit hoarding your money, is what he's saying. They were having a tendency to hoard the money and then not pay the laborers their due wage. So James is on it. You can read that on your own. But I want to pick it up at James 5:13 with this thing called prayer. And something jumped out at me in the neatest of ways when I was sharing this with the group on our week number 3, which, by the way, those are getting edited. Already we have orders for those. You can order those by going to the website. You'll get the 3 CD teachings and the accompanying notes. We had the best time at these, and I want you to get those. But James says, is anyone among you suffering? James 5:13. Let him pray. Well, I was standing there, brothers and sisters, sharing this, and immediately the Holy Ghost just impressed upon me. At the very moment, now you might be out there going, duh, we know that. Well, I know, but I'm just letting you know how it affected me again. Are you suffering? At that moment, pray. And the word suffering there means, are you in trouble? Pray. Like if I could almost do it, da-da-da-da, boom, within the same second. You're sensing trouble's coming? Pray. Instead of trouble's coming, suffering's coming, then you hang out, then you go to Betty and Johnny and Tommy Sue, and finally you get around and say, well, I guess all I can do now is pray. No. Are you suffering? Are you in trouble? Pray. The word in the Greek literally means, are you suffering misfortune? Are you in distress? Are you under stress of any kind, under any kind of tension? Pray. Pray. The prayer of a righteous man, those who know Christ, it's powerful, full of power, and effective. It will go to town on what's going on, your misfortune. Well, we're going to go through it all week. Join me tomorrow on A Future Note with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.